afilu molichadol, that even though you fill up the kli full of mustard seeds, all the seeds become tamei. Even though the seeds in the middle are not touching the sides of the kli, but that's the gzeras hakasa that a kli cheretz is matana me'aviroi. As long as it's inside the arbor, the airspace of the kli inside it, it becomes tamei. Who are then if there's a sheretz in there, even though the sheretz is not touching the sides of the kli? That's the gzeras hakasa of anything that's inside the arbor of a kli cheretz. If the thing there is tamei, it's matal the kli. If there's oichel there, it's matal tuma from the arbor itself. So therefore, if you have this snow inside a kli cheretz, that if it was tamei, so all the snow becomes tamei. So therefore, it's good. There's the hechetim say it could have, but that all the snow is tamei. And therefore, now to make it Torah, behold, it's called a mashke. So you have to make hashok in the mikvah. So by having part of it, like when it goes into the mikvah, and the top of the kli touches the mikvah, that's called hashoka, then it becomes tov. Now the Mishnah says, Marshal, Marshal Chacham B'Yisham. The Chachamim gave an example, a Marshal, how it really is, where the place where the dam comes out from an Isha. So the Mishnah gives a Marshal like this, an example like this. It's Daimet to HaCheder, there's the inner room, then there's the Proizdor, that's the outer room, the foyer, that's like where the dam comes out. And then Zvaliyah, there's like an upper chamber on top of both of them. It's like this, a dam ha-ched, the dam that comes out from the inner room, tamei. That's the dam that comes out of the makor, out of the womb. That dam is for sure dam nida. Dam ha-liyah, the dam that comes out of the upper chamber. So that's tor, that's not dam nida. That's dam from the body, she's tor. So the question is now, nimsa the praise, let's say you find dam in the praise door. That's the outer canal, that's like where it goes out from the body. So the praise, let's say it's the overjoining of the whole canal there. So again, there's the cheder on one side of it. At the inner side is the cheder, and on top of it is the aliyah. So you find dam in the praise there. So sveik it tamei, but as suffered we said that it's tamei. And the Mishnah says the fish has cost them in the core. Because even though you have a little doubt, maybe that dam in the praise door came from the dam aliyah. But no, since Rav Dam comes from the Mekor, like Rashi says, Shechaz Kosoi, the Mekor Mechaskin, we say rather his Dam came from the womb. For Lamin, we don't say from the Liyah came, because the Dam of the Liyah is not Shriach, but the Dam of the Mekor is more Shriach. So therefore, it's not like a Vade Tumah. So even though the Mishnah says a Lashon of Safik Tumah, it doesn't really mean Safik. Taka means like Vadai, that's how he speaks out. After even though the Mishnah is a Lashon of Sveika Tumah, Hainu Sveika Vaditam, music as Vaditam. So let's say this. Romi Bashmuel, for Rav Yitzchak, great Rav Yehuda, Ton and Nida, they learned Masechta Nida, they Rafuna, by Rafuna. Ashkachinu Rabba, by Rafuna, the Yasvi Kamad, he found that Rafuna was sitting down and saying off like this. He explained the Mishnah like, Ha Chede Mibifnim, the Chede of the Mokum of the Makor, where the Dam Nida comes out from, that's from the inner part of the body. They are praised the Mibachutz. And the place of the canal that comes out, that's like the outer part of the body. So now, the dam you find in the place there either came from the cheder, from the penim, from the makor, or also came from the liyah, the attic upstairs. Now, the liyah, the attic, the upstairs part of it, the upper chamber, like, that benuya shtem is on top of both of them. It's on top of the cheder and on top of the proizdom. And how it works is, velul pasuach, there's a little opening there, like a little duck, a lo pasuach, ben the liyah, the proizdom. That comes down from the lid that's in between both of them on top, comes down into the proizdor. So now it's like this. Nimtza dam minachalol ulufnim. If you find dam, if she makes a bedika, they knew exactly where they found the dam. So she found the dam from the muck, from this dock inwards, like upper part of her body. So then, sveika tummy. Then we say minachalol if she's vade tummy, because we said the dam came from the makor, from the cheder, and not from the liya. Because if it would have come from the liya, when it comes down from the liya in the praise door, it goes outside the body, downwards, not up, not in the penim. What's going to be min halum ulachutz? Let's say you find the dam in the praise door, but from the dock of the liya toward outside the body, then sveikir tor, then meosophic, we say she's tor, because most probably the dam came from the liya, not from the makor. Therefore we say meosophic, she's tor. That's what Rabbi Baruch Hu said over. On this, the Omaleli Avua, he said back to his father. So also he came, the Omaleli Avua said to his father like this, Sveikai Tomei Yamatalon Mar. You're telling me what, that Sveikai is Tomei, That's all. So there is a case in the Mishnah when you find Dam in the Praise, she is like Vadi Tomei. And of course, we just got finished saying either it's a Sophic Tomei or she's Tor, but not a Vadi Tomei. It's not like our Mishnah. Someone said back to him like this. He meant to say like this. That Min Ha Lulu Lufnim Vadi Tomei. And if you find Dam from the dock inwards, inside the body more, that means more the cheder, then we say she's Vadi Tomei. For sure, that Dam came from the Makor, and therefore she's Tomenida. Min Halunu Lachuspa, the Dam came, if you found, made a Badika in the praise door, you found the Dam in the outer side of the praise door, from this dock of the Aliyah towards out of the body, Lachutz, then Sveikor Tomei Lechnami. There's the case that Min Asafik is Tomei. Because there is a doubt that the Dam come from the Makor and then should be Tomei, or did the Dam come from the Aliyah and should be Tomei. But since it's a Sophic, that's where it's a Sophic Tomei. So the Mishnah says it's a Vade Tomei, it means we have found the Dam upper, it towards in the Penin, inside the body, in the praise there, inside, further up, more than the Chalal, more than this duck. Therefore we say for sure the Dam came from the Makor, from the womb, and therefore she's Vade Tomei. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, why do you say if she made the Bedikin found Dam on the outer portion of the praise door from the duct outwards? This Sveika Tam, it's only Minasafa that she's Tamei. Why do you say that? Because the Dilma, Shochso, Umichedirosa, maybe she like bent over. And the Dam came from the Cheder. As Rashi explains, like usually, when the Dam comes from the Cheder, which she goes straight out of the body, she'd only find it on the Kaisel, like right outside the body, but not on the side of it. So the question is that if you find Dam on the side, what do you say? That Sophic Tomei, Lechura, it should have been Vade Tor, because we should not say the Dam came from the Makor at all, but rather for sure it only came from the Aliyah. So what's the pshat? You have to be afraid of what? That maybe she bent over. Therefore, by bending over, it could be that the Dam from the Cheder went onto the sides. If so, he asked the question, even though she finds the Dam from the inner part of the praise door, still, what he said, Vade Tomei, Nami de Rosso, Amy, why don't you say, is Dakra? Maybe also, she like jumped backwards, she bent backwards. And therefore, could be Mali also that the Dam came from the Leah, even though usually the Dam goes straight out of the body, not upwards, maybe she bent backwards, and that would cause the Dam to go upwards. So of course, if you're afraid that she did some funny movement, so then both cases should be a subject. There should be no Vade Tumah then. So therefore, Elohim Abaye Abaye says like this, Enechanami, that Ibas the Chashoshas Azavigo, Bas the Chashoshas, you're afraid maybe she bends forwards, you have to be afraid maybe she bends backwards. And then the luck would be EDVD Sveika Heavy. If you are afraid for these funny movements, then no matter which way you find the Dam, it's only a Sophic Tomei. It's always a Sophic. Maybe it came from the Makor, maybe it came from the Aliyah. There's no Vade Tumah. But the Bosa Chazok, as we go Bosa, know the normal way she stands. You're not afraid that maybe she move backwards or forwards. You go back to a normal way of standing, then the loch is, you find the Dam in the upper part of the praise door, from the duck upwards, inside the body, Vade Tomei. Because then the Dam of the Lul has no shaykhs there. The Dam of the Lul will go straight out, not upwards, inside the body. So therefore for sure that Dam came from the Makor, from the womb, and therefore she's Vade Tomei. But if you made a bedikah and found the Dam on the outer portion of the praise door, from the duck outwards, then the locher is Vade Tor. Then she's Vade Tor, because we say, normal, if Dam came from the Makor, it goes straight out, it doesn't touch the sides of the praise door. So if you find the Dam on the sides of the praise door, from the outside, for sure it came from the Dam Aliyah, and therefore she's Tor. Now the Gemara says, Tony Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya sounds like this. Dam ha-nimtza b'praiz dor, dam that you find inside the praiz dor, is chayov amol v'abiyas migdash, that she's vade tomei, she went into the base of migdash now, she be chayov a korban. For herself from all of us the truma, she touches truma, she's vade tomei, therefore you have to burn the truma, it's vade tomei. That's what Rabbi Chiya learned. Fraftkinam Rakhtina says no. Ein chayev modov al bias migdash, no. You're not chayev, you're not vade tomei. So as he goes into the bias migdash now, she's not vade chayev a korban, it's only a sofik. Otherwise it's chulim azorah. For you ain't sof, no, it's a truma. If you touch a truma, you don't have to burn it. It's not vadei. So kitna samach loikas for abichi and Rakhtina, if this dim, if you find a nabdika, the dam, in the praise door, if she's vade tomei or sofik tomei. So it explains like this. Lahach Mishna Kunter, first Loshen Dema by the Bai says, I Bosach HaShoshes Azlis. That if you go Bosach HaShoshes, remain a Sofik, so the Chur doesn't sell a Rokhtina. That should be a riot to Rokhtina. And no matter where you find the Dam, in the place door, it's only a Sofik Tuma. Therefore you cannot burn the Truma, you do not have to bring a Korbin. Or so, Plikud Rav Chiyah, and a Chanami, then Rokhtina Agus on Rav Chiyah. Rav Chiyah says it's a Vadei Tomei, and according to Rokhtina, it's not according to Rav Ketina, it's only a Sofik Tuma. And Lahach Mishnah, according to the other Mishnah of Abaya, the Amar that Abaya says, I Bosa Chazok Azad, if you go Bosa the normal way, then it should be a Vadei Tuma. Says, so, Misal on Rav Chiyah, then it's a good proof to Rav Chiyah. That Rav Chiyah says she's Vadei Tomei, means in the case where you find the Dam in the upper portion of the praise door, from the Lulun Lufnim upwards, closer inside the body. So therefore we say for sure the Dam came from the Makor, and that's where Rav Chiyah says she's Vadei Tomei. Therefore she goes into the Beis HaMikdash, she'll be Chayav a Korban.